Welcome to Poets from the Neighborhood. I am Viraja R.
And I'm David M. Harris. We hope you'll enjoy the poems we'll be reading today. Poems written by your friends and neighbors. Our first poem today is by George Spain. It's Thanksgiving 1969 for Jackie. It's Thanksgiving 1969. I'm sitting here in our living room, warm and well, smoking my Paul, getting a little heady, trying to write a poem worth reading 100 years from now, or at least next week. Something moving pulls my attention outside to the woods through the 12 large window panes. I begin watching, last summer's leaves floating, falling, brown and dry. They pile on top of others lying there and start to disappear. It makes me a little sad knowing, but for the moment, I'm warm and well, and here are children fussing and laughing, and your footsteps in the bedroom above me.
The next poem, Thanksgiving, written by me, Viraja R. For all that I am, for all that I have and receive, from the air that I breathe to the earth that bears me on, for the water that refreshes me from the day I was born, for the Almighty who sustains me.
Beech Leaves by Larry Maples. In our new house's first winter, a wooded ridge out my window revealed something never seen, except 1,000 times, I mean. Light brown leaves on many trees, clinging with no competitive peers. I resolved to hike for a look-see, for tree trunk source of these. Dad had an old oak, never yielding, dark brown leaves till spring conceding. Here are pale ornaments left behind, refusing conformity with their kind. Climbing up on the East Slope Trail, Friend Beech, known maybe not so well. Smooth, soft bark lovers love to carve, trees no stranger to my optic nerve. A few weeks later and another look, Beech leaves not yet a closed book. To young ones only do they cleave, old beech trees carry no leaves. Armed with tree knowledge, I never had the young saplings, only with tan clad pedantically exuding while riding shotgun of Beech World Arbor to impress my son. Amazing how a little now known fact can awaken for wider eye contact. This winter beech spotting gimmick works at 100 yards at speed limit. Here I sit with my old collection of frost, read much before but never had caught in his A Boundless Moment. There it is, a young beech clinging to its last year's leaves. Just because the great frost saw it first doesn't mean it can't be seen first again. How many winters have I traversed with the beech's odd habit unseen?
Here, written by Susie Sims Irwin. If it is just the same with you, I will leave you here. Right here in this place where the trees embrace to shield the yielding path. The stone spreads cool fingers out from skirts of underbrush. You go on. Follow the voices of others ahead and just stop to catch my breath here where I am.
And another poem by Susie Sims Irwin, The Tall Trees. Naked they dance against the dark hills, the tall trees grope. Big sisters grown too tall too soon, stretching slender arm, pointed finger, fastening hill to sky, coupling, pulling earth up, a tufted counterpane, scalloped across the horizon, gathering life in its folds, little rivulets of town dribbling out, escape into the countryside. The roots of tall trees go deep, search, crumble granite, penetrate core, impelled by the knowledge that they are the linchpins that hold this entirety together.
Changing Colors, made up and sang by Jodhika Clare. She'll be 5 years soon. Changing Colors. The leaves are changing colors. The colors, red, orange, and yellow. They shine and glow, even if they are not green. They look so pretty with all the beauty there is to be. The leaves on the trees changing colors, dancing in the breeze. So pretty, so pretty. And dance joyfully. Thank you for watching Poets from the Neighborhood. We hope you'll join us again soon.